As we celebrate the great feast day of Pentecost, I wanted to reflect a little more deeply on the Holy Spirit. And I think the average Catholic probably has a clearer and a more concrete image in their mind of the Father and the Son. I think those are a little more easy to grasp. But the Holy Spirit is probably the least understood. And the Holy Spirit is also someone that we should be very intimately familiar with, because the Holy Spirit acts in very powerful ways in the church as a whole, but also in our individual prayer lives and in our path to holiness, our path to sanctity. So the first thing about the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit is a person. So you can talk to him and he can respond to you. So it's not an impersonal force like something out of Star Wars. Or, you know, a lot of the Eastern religions talk about this life principle that permeates the universe. It's not, the Holy Spirit is not that. The Holy Spirit is a person that we can actually have a relationship with. And so we should be on speaking terms with the Holy Spirit. And so, you know, we should each have a personal relationship with him. One of the images that we receive in the readings today is the image of fire. Related to the Holy Spirit. We hear in the first reading about Pentecost how the Holy Spirit descends in tongues of fire. So why fire? The Catechism says that fire symbolizes the transforming energy of the Holy Spirit's actions. The transforming energy of the Holy Spirit's actions. And if you think of an analogy, if you think about a campfire, you know, before the fire is lit, you just have a pile of sticks and logs, and it just sits there, and it doesn't do anything. And you can stare at it for as long as you want. It's just a pile of sticks and logs. But the moment the fire is lit, there's an energy that engulfs and it transforms that wood. And suddenly, the sticks that weren't doing anything, they put off heat. You can cook over them. There's a transformation in the energy that's there. And so I think that's a good analogy for us to use on this feast day of Pentecost, that without the Holy Spirit, we're like the sticks and the logs just sitting there not doing anything. But the Holy Spirit adds the energy and the vitality that transforms us and fills us with life and energy. And we see that in the apostles on the day of Pentecost. You know, they're transformed, and after they receive the Holy Spirit, they go out, you know, filled with the Holy Spirit, and they're proclaiming and preaching on the street corners. So if we look at our life of prayer, you know, without the Holy Spirit, if the Holy Spirit isn't active in our life of prayer, it's just going to be a bunch of words that are going to be dry and empty and without effect. But the Holy Spirit, it lights our prayer on fire. And it fills it with energy so that we'll be yearning to learn more and to know more about Jesus Christ. And we'll be thirsting for his presence and we'll desire to draw closer to him. And in our prayer, we'll experience healing. We'll experience enlightenment. And sometimes that'll be in ways that are perceptible and that we'll realize. And in many situations, the Holy Spirit will work in imperceptible ways. And we won't even realize what's happening, but the effects will be real nevertheless. If we look at the Mass, you know, without the Holy Spirit, it would be an empty, dry ritual, without effect, without significance in our lives. But with the Holy Spirit, you know, the Mass is much more than that. The Holy Spirit descends in fire upon the gifts upon the altar, transforming the bread and wine into the body and blood of Jesus Christ, the Eucharist, which is alive and fills us with life. And the Holy Spirit will inflame our hearts with a deeper understanding of what's happening upon the altar, that this is the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, and that there is an act of love, and we'll begin to recognize the depth of that love. And our hearts will yearn to drink deeply from the streams of life that are flowing from the altar. It's the Holy Spirit that transforms our entire understanding and our experience of what's going on at the Mass. If we look at our parish as a whole, and without the Holy Spirit, our parish would be lifeless, and it would be boring, and without any real effect for individual their salvation, or without any real effect in the world. But the Holy Spirit transforms our parish, and it fills it with life and energy and vitality. You know, with the Holy Spirit, you know, if the Holy Spirit is active and alive, one by one, the members of our parish will be transformed, and each one of them will be called to different tasks. within the church. Some will rise up to great acts of charity, some to deep lives of contemplative prayer or fasting or penance for the conversion of the world. You know, some parents will rise up and to fill their families and their friends with a deeper faith in Christ and with a deeper vitality. And all of that comes through the power of the Holy Spirit. But the reality is that none of us are called to mediocrity. That the Holy Spirit calls each and every one of us, whether it's the youngest member of our parish or the oldest, and every single member in between. Nobody at any point in their life is called to mediocrity. The Holy Spirit will transform and enliven and set on fire each and every one of us if we call upon His power. And not only does the Holy Spirit have a powerful effect in terms of our individual lives of prayer and our parish as a whole, but also regarding eternity. I want to read a quote from Father William Most, and he talks about the effect of the Holy Spirit in eternity. And he says, in the soul, the Holy Spirit transforms it, making it basically capable of taking in, after death, the infinite streams of knowledge and love that flow within the Holy Trinity. Thus, we are really sharers in the divine nature. This is a dignity so great that any earthly honor is insignificant beside it. And so it's the Holy Spirit that in eternity makes our souls capable of experiencing what we call the beatific vision, the vision of the very face of God, and seeing the being of infinite beauty and experiencing the love that flows within the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that enables us to enter into that. So on this feast day of Pentecost, perhaps the first thing that we can reflect on of critical importance is the importance of being in a state of grace. Because if we're not in a state of grace, then the Holy Spirit is not going to be active and transforming us and enlivening our lives of faith. So we have to be in a state of grace. There's a lot of people who live their entire lives in a state of mortal sin. And if that's the case, then the Holy Spirit is not going to be active in enlivening us. And so if that's the case, we need to get to confession. And we need to repent of the sin so that we can be once again enter into a state of grace and have the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. So the first thing is the importance of being in a state of grace. And the second thing is to invoke the Holy Spirit and to call upon Him and to give Him the consent of our free will to transform us. And so I encourage each one of us to take a couple minutes every day in our prayer and clear our head of all distractions, get rid of all those distractions and the things that are fluttering about in our head, and to focus on the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, the reality that at our baptism, the Holy Spirit dwelled within us and if we're in a state of grace, the Holy Spirit is within us. The same Holy Spirit that descended in tongues of fire upon the apostles dwells within us. And so to take a couple minutes and to reflect upon that, the Holy Spirit that we received in baptism and was strengthened in confirmation, and pray to enliven those gifts of the Holy Spirit, that our will might be conformed with His. And pray that whatever the Holy Spirit desires, whatever gifts the Holy Spirit desires to give us, that He will inflame our hearts. If we do that, then very quickly, we will all become saints. And so as we hear about the descent of the Holy Spirit in fire on Pentecost upon the apostles and the Blessed Virgin Mary, we should not forget the reality of our own baptism and that if we're in a state of grace, we have that same Holy Spirit dwelling within us. And it's so important for us to give consent to the Holy Spirit and to stir into fire those gifts of the Holy Spirit that we have received. And it will enliven our personal prayer lives. It will enliven our entire experience of the Mass. It will enliven our parish. It will enliven the church throughout the world. And it will transform the entire world around us.